this year, for the first time in about 30 years, there is repertory again at
Well, they're trying, and I hope they succeed, because they have no money coming in from outside, no grants. And I always found that you had to have a certain amount of subsidy to keep you going,
yes,
with a steady foundation. And it would be upon that that you took your risks. And if you don't take risks, it's you're doing something for nothing. So it's back to Leatherhead Theatre, and it hasn't been doing plays. It's just been having something coming in on one night or two nights, or concerts, or a varied, very varied programme. And I admire them for keeping going. I really do. I think they've done wonders. They're now trying and have formed a company, which I hope will be doing plays, because that's what the theatre goers in Leatherhead are asking for. If ever they saw a play coming to the Thorndyke Leatherhead Theatre, it would be well supported. So I hope that the fact that they're trying to get together a company again. I mean, we never did have a company. We directed plays in our theatre when I was there, cast from people in London, and each play was cast by the director. So we didn't have a company in the sense of someone signing up for a whole year or anything. No, everything was cast as well as possible, so that you had the best play with the best director and the best cast you could possibly get that was available at that time.
The new repertory company that started there this year, it's the Hawdern Company, set up by a cousin of Sir Michael Hawdern. I saw their first production, which was Yes, Prime Minister, based on the TV series.
And yes,
it was excellent. So I don't, have you heard about that?
Well, I just heard they were doing it, and I thought, what a lovely idea, because we all enjoyed that on television. And I do admire how the management at Leatherhead Theatre have kept going. I admire them enormously. If you've got a steady subsidy grant from the Arts Council, for instance, and also from your local authority, you've got a very firm foundation for doing exciting work. And then you get exciting actors and exciting directors, etc. And of course that got lost over the last few years. Now they're trying to revive that, and I admire them enormously for their courage and tenacity, and I hope they have great success.
Do you think the name Thorndyke will ever come back to Leatherhead?
No, I don't. Not unless it had the same policy as it had when I was there, which was to present the best plays with the best directors with the best cast. Being close to London was a great, great asset. We had all the actors in London to try to get the very best cast for every play. That's how we became so successful We had such a good reputation. But when the grants during the slump were taken away from so many theatres, it was a terrible death blow to many of them. And I admire those who are now trying to revive what they had before. And I really admire them for their courage. And I hope with all my heart that they will find support in Leatherhead, who were a very good audience to play to.